NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama spoke by telephone this morning with the president of the Philippines. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Mr. Obama promised rapid assistance in the wake of last week's devastating typhoon.
The United States has dispatched the aircraft carrier George Washington to the Philippines, where it's expected to provide medical care, search and rescue teams, and a base for helicopters ferrying relief supplies. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the U.S. is already delivering badly needed equipment to the Philippines, as well as food for tens of thousands of hungry people.
Over the weekend, the president directed the administration to mount a swift and coordinated response to save lives and provide assistance to alleviate suffering.
The storm that struck the Philippines on Friday was among the strongest ever recorded, with killer waves that pushed some victims more than a mile from their homes. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Thousands of Transportation Security Administration screeners and personnel are remembering fellow colleague Gerardo Hernandez, who died in a shooting at Los Angeles International Airport on November 1st. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports from the site of his memorial service in South Los Angeles.
Memorial service drew hundreds of law enforcement officers and TSA screeners in uniform from Terminal 3 at LAX, where the shooting occurred. The family of Gerardo Hernandez, a 39-year-old father of two, sat in the front row as speaker after speaker remembered him as a man whose warm smile made people at ease and as someone who loved his job and took pride in helping make airline travel safer. Hernandez is the first officer to be killed in the line of duty since the TSA was created in 2001. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Los Angeles.
U.S. Airways and American Airlines say they've now reached agreement with the Justice Department over their proposed merger. A deal contingent on them giving up some takeoff and landing rights at major airports, including Washington, D.C. and New York. The airlines will also be required to give up gates at airports in Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, and Miami to low-cost carriers. Assistant Attorney General Bill Baer says terms of the settlement should benefit consumers in those markets.
These divestitures are the largest ever in an airline merger, and will allow low-cost carriers to fly many more direct and connecting flights throughout the country each day.
The deal still requires approval by a federal judge. The Justice Department have been challenging the $11 billion merger on antitrust grounds. Senate Republicans have blocked another of President Obama's choices for a key post. This time it's for the position on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Lawmakers voting 56-41 against the choice of Georgetown University law professor Cornelia Pillard for the position. Obama wants her to fill one of three vacancies on the court. Republicans say they're opposing the nomination on the grounds they contend the administration is trying to tilt the court. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 32 points to end the session at 15,750. The Nasdaq rose a fraction. The S&P 500 lost 4 points today. You're listening to NPR. The judge overseeing Detroit's historic bankruptcy filing says he wants a full accounting of all fees on the part of those involved in the case. That comes as the city of Detroit's expected to seek an exemption for fees paid to its banker, Barclays Capital, arguing it needs to keep the fee structure of a $350 million loan confidential because it contains commercially sensitive information. So he's argued that if the fee arrangement were to be made public, it might drive up the cost of that loan. Two Border Patrol agents will go to prison for felony civil rights violations. NPR's Ted Robbins says the agents left a group of people in the desert after burning most of their clothes.
A federal judge sentenced Border Patrol agents Dario Castillo and Ramon Zuniga to 2 years in prison. On a cold winter night in 2008, they'd found a group of marijuana smugglers in the southern Arizona desert. They arrested four as others escaped. One agent shoved marijuana into a man's mouth and ordered him to eat it. Both agents then made the group take off much of its clothing, including shoes. They then ordered the group to run off into the desert, and the agents burned the smugglers' clothing. The victims were rescued the next morning by a tribal police officer. A jury convicted the agents of felony deprivation of rights. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
As the Thanksgiving holiday increasingly becomes just another shopping day, the time-honored tradition of Black Friday, the day after the holiday when many stores open their doors early for blowout sales, could soon be a thing of the past. That's according to a professor of marketing at Wake Forest University, who predicts within 5 years most retail chains will be open on the actual holiday itself. Thanksgiving had been the traditional kickoff of the holiday shopping season, but analysts say with some big stores now open on the actual holiday itself, that may change. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for